Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. It's Friday, July 24th, 2026, and we have some major headlines today. Jane, let's dive right into Black Forest Labs.
Paul, Black Forest Labs, known for their image AI, has really expanded their reach. Their new Flux 3 model isn't just generating images, video, and audio anymore. It's actually reporting for duty on an Audi production line.
That's a huge jump from creative content to real-world robotics. So this visual intelligence model is simulating how the world moves, and that same skill is now training and steering machines and factories?
Exactly. The Flux Mimic variant learns a new factory task from about 30 minutes of demonstration data, which is a massive improvement over the usual 30-plus hours. It's a game-changer for industrial automation.
In other big news, a tech coalition, including giants like NVIDIA and Microsoft, is urging the Trump administration to support open-weight AI models. What's the core argument here, Jane?
They're warning that premature restrictions on open models would really damage U.S. global competitiveness and stifle domestic innovation. It's a clear message that access to these models is seen as crucial for the industry's health.
It sounds like there's a bit of a clash within the administration, too, with different officials having opposing views on tech policy. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Absolutely, Paul. Moving to chip makers, Intel has raised its 2026 capital spending forecast to over $20 billion. This is a direct response to strong AI demand, isn't it?
That's right. They're seeing a 40% increase in tooling investment, focused on advanced process nodes and expanding their U.S. manufacturing network. It really highlights the scale of investment AI is driving.
And not to be outdone, AMD is also making big moves to challenge NVIDIA. They've unveiled their Helios AI racks and are nearing a definitive HBM4 supply deal with Samsung.
So AMD is shifting towards selling complete pre-integrated platforms rather than just standalone chips, and their new MI450 accelerators are at the heart of it. This signals a serious play for data center market share.
It certainly does, Paul. They're really trying to position themselves as a full-stack solution provider, and the HBM4 deal ensures they'll have the memory capacity to back it up. Finally, Alphabet has committed an astonishing $811 billion to future spending, nearly $500 billion more than last quarter. This is all about AI infrastructure, right? Predominantly, yes. This massive commitment covers chips, data centers, electricity, and more. It shows the incredible pace at which companies like Alphabet are investing to build out their AI capabilities and compute power. It's truly a staggering amount, Jane, underscoring just how central AI infrastructure has become. And on a lighter note, Elon Musk is predicting superhuman AI could arrive in just 5 years. That's a bold prediction, Paul. We also saw OpenAI and Anthropic launching dueling voice upgrades and new developer tools, really pushing the agentic systems forward. It's a race to empower developers. Indeed, that's the Merge Sort AI Digest for July 24th, 2026. Thanks for joining us, Jane. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, take care.